This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It's 13 minutes after 10. Welcome to the second hour of the show on a Tuesday morning. It's Legal Tuesday. And today we're exploring the issue of a citizen's arrest. And to help us understand it on the legal perspective, attorney Camila Moabelo from Mohoba and Partners is joining me on the line. Good morning, Camila. Thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
I'm very well, Sekali. Thank you so much for having me, and happy Legal Tuesday to you and our listeners.
So what is a citizen's arrest under the South African law, and in what circumstance can an ordinary citizen legally be allowed to make such an arrest?
According to our law, the South African law, provisions are made in terms of the Criminal Procedure Act. So simply put, a citizen's arrest is an arrest whereby one citizen arrests another without a warrant of arrest.
Okay.
So a citizen's arrest can be done under different circumstances, and that is when you, as a member of the public, reasonably believe that a person in your presence commits or has attempted to commit a criminal act which is specified under Schedule 1 of the Criminal Procedure Act.
Mm.
So this is where you think your offenses such as murder, rape, robbery, treason, fraud, and so on. It can also be done, again, when you believe, again, reasonably so, that one has committed any such offense and is escaping or trying to flee. However, in the context of our conversation with Kekani, simply believing that someone is an undocumented foreign national does not automatically grant you the authority to arrest that person. There are immigration officials for that. So don't pay police, because you could end up in police custody as well.
Sure. And we want to avoid that. But what are the legal limits on a citizen's arrest? For example, what level of force, if any, can be used, and what must happen after someone has been detained?
You know, the purpose of a citizen's arrest is only to bring a suspect before proper authorities, and it is not a license to take the law into our own hands.
Yeah.
So hence the strict limitations. So one could ask, where are those limitations placed, or what are those limitations? Firstly, it's reasonable force. And only if you genuinely see that indeed such force should be applied.
Mm.
So things like assault, torture, or any other form of violence is never justified. Going beyond what is deemed reasonable makes you the criminal now.
Mm.
And secondly, the second limitation could be, after the arrest, it is your legal duty as the arresting person to hand over that suspect to your nearest police station or police officer. You cannot detain that person for hours, interrogate them, punish them, or anything of that nature. So basically, you cannot lock them up in your garage and try to teach them a lesson, if I can put it that way.
So there is a difference between mob justice and citizen's arrest.
Indeed so. There is a huge difference.
Sure. And talking about that difference, I mean, we've seen these activist groups citing citizens' arrest laws to justify detaining alleged undocumented migrants. We've seen communities also detaining, as you mentioned. We see them on social media. They are detaining people who are stealing in stores. They are being detained in the back rooms for hours. They are being tortured and so forth. From a legal perspective, what are the risks and potential consequences for individuals who misuse these powers?
That's a very important question, Sir Chikani, and thank you so much for asking. This is where people need to be extremely careful, as it can get very dangerous legally.
Mm.
As I've stated, being undocumented is not a Schedule 1 offense. Our communities must know that a person's nationality, language, appearance, or maybe the inability to produce documentation does not by itself prove that such a person is within the borders unlawfully so.
Mm.
So on the criminal side, depending on the circumstances surrounding that arrest, the person who is making the arrest could face charges such as assault, kidnapping, intimidation, criminal media, or unlawful detention, and so on.
Mm.
While on the civil side, the detained person may sue you for unlawful arrest or detention and claim damages. So if members of the public suspect that someone is in the country unlawfully, the lawful thing to do is to report to the South African police services or appropriate immigration authorities, because taking matters into our own hands. In all honesty, does not in any way create order, but it creates chaos, if so to say.
Sure, and I think in parting, perhaps maybe wise words from you in advice to those who see themselves as their community protectors who might or have participated in citizens' arrest. What words of advice do you have from a legal perspective?
I would say the shortest and most simple thing they say is do not take matters into your own hands. Where there is indeed a genuine necessity for you to make an arrest, ensure that you do it reasonably so, because at the end of the day, the test there is reasonableness.
Yeah.
Do it in the most reasonable way and safest way also for you and not just for the next person.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking time, having this chat with us. Truly do appreciate it. How do we get in touch with Mahuba and Partners?
Thank you for having me, Mr. Kadmi. Mahuba and Partners is situated at 18 Hanson Rensburg Street in Polokwane. They can call us on 015-880-0550. Our email address is info@mahubapartners.co.za. You can also visit our website. We are found at www.mahubapartners.co.za or connect with us on social media platforms. We are Mahuba and Partners throughout. And yeah, we will be very much happy to assist.
Thank you so much to have a chat with us. We really do appreciate your time and do enjoy the rest of the day. Now, it is not, unless it's a Schedule 1 offense, then you cannot be, you know, going around arresting people based on your beliefs, because when you do arrest somebody, you also it has to be reasonable in terms of the suspicions that you have. But even the force that you are using in that arrest, that citizen's arrest, has to be very reasonable. So the word reasonable there is something that you mentioned quite a number of times. But I want to find out from you, though, do you think that ordinary citizens should have the power to detain someone they believe has committed a crime? Why do you believe that? Let me know on 079-899-6226.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.